Sources. Sources. What are your sources? By Jeremy Gardner. Our Bible is a historical book. It was written thousands of years ago by many different people who lived in many different regions. Since there are thousands of years that separate us from the biblical events, Christians will always have a need to understand the past. Though it can be abused, understanding historical settings, cultures, and geography can be immensely helpful to us in understanding our Bibles. When a historical claim is made, biblical commentators usually add a footnote to alert the reader to where they found that information. After all, the commentator didn't live in biblical times, so the only way they can know about a past time or culture is if they have a historical source, written or archaeological. Sources help us determine what is true about the past, and they help us to reject mere speculation and conjecture. Whenever you hear a claim made about the past, your immediate thought should be, what are the sources? This is important because myths can become assumed facts very quickly, and even smart and careful theologians can be guilty of perpetuating them. One such myth is that the only women in Paul's day who didn't have long hair and a head covering were prostitutes. This information is then usually presented as the key to interpreting 1 Corinthians 11, where it is seen as a local issue about not appearing like a prostitute. In the Corinth of Paul's day, the only women who appeared in public without some kind of head covering were prostitutes. Ellen Mandeville at Ellen Mandeville, March 3, 2014. With regards to this claim, there are many smart theologians with PhDs who state it is a fact. There are others just as smart who also have PhDs who reject it as a myth. How do we know who is right and what is true? Well, since neither theologian was present in first century Corinth, both must rely upon historical sources. So all we need to do is see where they are getting their information from. Follow me, and let's use the origin of the Corinthian prostitute theory as a case study. The earliest reference to this theory comes from Thomas Charles Edwards in 1885. He wrote, "The woman that unveils her face in public worship shames herself inasmuch as she declines, to her shame, to wear the badge of her subjection in church order to the man. Among the Greeks, the hetera only when unveiled." What evidence does Edwards list to show that hetera only went unveiled? None. It's asserted as a fact, but he doesn't give any sources whatsoever to show us that this historical claim is true. This was repeated in 1900 by G.G. Finley in the Expositor's Greek Testament. He wrote, "Amongst Greeks only the hetera, so numerous in Corinth, went about unveiled." How about Finley? What evidence does he provide that prostitutes went about unveiled or that they were so numerous in Corinth? Just like Edwards before him, he provides no sources to justify his claims. A.T. Robertson then repeats Finley's claim in 1933 in his very popular Word Pictures in the New Testament. Robertson doesn't add any sources to authenticate the claim. He just quotes Finley as the authority. The problem, though, as we just saw, is that Finley doesn't have a source either. This type of careless commentating was pointed out by Michael Marlowe, who said, "Many of the statements regarding Greek customs found in otherwise respectable commentaries reveal a surprising level of carelessness in the use of cultural background information. Unsupported speculations are often asserted as fact and then repeated by other scholars." For example, G.G. Finley, writing in the Expositor's Greek Testament, 1900, states that, "Amongst Greeks, only the hetaerae, high-class prostitutes, so numerous in Corinth, went about unveiled." Volume 2, page 872, but he gives no historical source for this assertion. This statement is quoted by A.T. Robertson in his Word Pictures in the New Testament, 1933, without any indication of its being questionable. Volume 4, pp. 159 to 160. And from there, it is quoted in several more recent books. Dr. Gordon Fee, a respected egalitarian theologian, also keenly observes, "It is commonly suggested that short hair or a shaved head was the mark of the Corinthian prostitutes." Kef, Exampt Groschei, 254. "But there is no contemporary evidence to support this view. It seems to be a case of one scholar's guess becoming a second scholar's footnote and a third scholar's assumption." This is a big problem. Thousands of Christians are dismissive of 1 Corinthians 11 because of a historical theory that has absolutely no basis. Our hope is that this myth will be laid to rest and will no longer be perpetuated by preachers and scholars. If everyone took a critical look at historical claims and just asked, what are the sources? We can help separate fact from fiction, true from conjecture, and have a more accurate understanding of the past. And when we do that, we'll make less mistakes in interpreting our Bible.